You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Day One, Haepa Te Haiata is a film project which provides rangatahi with the tools, guidance and opportunities to share stories on screen. In providing a range of initiatives to help young filmmakers learn, make and connect with other storytellers to take their first steps into the film industry, Day One is passionate about uplifting and amplifying youth voices. Next week, Day One has a screening at Hollywood Avondale for Day One Shorts, a screening of 8 funded short films made by young emerging filmmakers that explore cultural, social and political issues. I spoke with Executive Director Chris Woodup about Day One and the short film screening next week. I started our kōrero asking Chris what the kaupapa of Day One, Haepa Te Haiata is.
The kaupapa is really to amplify young screen creators' voices across Aotearoa. That's sort of broad kaupapa, to be really get young people making screen work, making screen stories, and digging deep into their own hopes and dreams for the future and articulating them on the screen.
What was the driving force to start Day One?
Day One has actually been going for quite a long time. The trust, the umbrella organisation, is Connected Media Trust, and that's actually been going for over 30 years. But we started a sustainability film competition called The Outlook for Someday back in 2007, and we've been growing the project since then, so it's about 17 years old. And the branding was getting pretty creaky, and the website not looking great, and we were hunting for investment to transform it, and we got a significant grant last year from the Ministry of Culture and Heritage to really reinvent it. And as part of that, we did a lot of kind of focus work with previous participants, and it was clear that it was time for a complete reinvention. And they came up with the name Day One, and we then worked with a consultant to come up with the name Haepa Te Haiata, which means the dawn breaks. And so we've kind of grown from there. So we've taken our previous IP and rebuilt it into this to this kind of wonderful new filmmaking learning hub for emerging filmmakers in Aotearoa.
Beautiful. And for those who do get involved with Day One, what is the process for filmmaking like?
It depends on what part you get involved in, really. Like, you can get involved in it at a very early age. Maybe you're at school making films or videos or really any kind of screen storytelling. Or if you're a young kind of content maker at home making TikToks or whatever, you can use our how-to platform to... There's learning modules you can download, like little exercises you can do, and there's videos you can watch with tips and tricks on how to advance your screen career. You know, even if you're like an 8-year-old wanting a screen career, you can use those tools. But and you can whatever you make, you can enter it into our film challenge, which is running several times a year. We've got another one coming up. Deadline is on October the 18th. And so a lot of our young filmmakers have kind of started there. They've over the last that our film challenge is what we've run for 17 years, and so you can enter that and see how you go. And a lot of young filmmakers have entered that and started their screen career there. There's heaps, like it goes back to like even Guy Williams was an early entrant, you know.
Oh wow.
heaps of people in the New Zealand film world have come and gone through our film challenge. And then since 2017, we've been running a funded film, short film series, which was called Sunday Stories and is now called Day One Short. And that's for new professionals. Maybe they've been to film school, or maybe they're just graduating, or maybe they've been making films, self-funded films themselves. They're in their sort of early to mid-20s, and they're ready to kind of have their first crack at making a film with a bit of money. And we commission 8 short films per year with budgets of around $20,000. And you have to have never had funding from one of, you know, New Zealand's funding agencies to take part in that.
Mm, awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, as you say, you've got Day One Shorts. You've actually got the screening on Tuesday at the Hollywood Avondale. What is the process for selecting films and filmmakers for this screening?
The process is quite involved but quite compressed, because they have to be made within a year. So we're actually open right now for submissions for next year's series. And you can go onto our website and find out all the details for doing that. That's dofilm.co.nz. And deadline for submissions is October the 18th. So once that deadline passes, we obviously read all of the submissions. We have a team helping us, so we've got a broad range of perspectives reading those submissions, and we shortlist them. That shortlist happens by the end of the year, before the end of the year, and then we meet with all of the teams, and they have an opportunity to make tweaks to their submissions, and in early January we commission the films and select the eight we're going to actually make, and they go into production and they're produced through March to May and finished by July and ready for screening on RNZ and Whakaata Māori and our own platform by early September.
So awesome. And the films you've selected this year, there's eight. Would you be able to give a quickfire kind of synopsis of each of them and who's been involved for each film that's going to be screened on Tuesday?
That's going to be tough, but I'm going to do my best.
Just to give people a little taster.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. When we first started this series, we were doing six films in each season, and this year, for the first time, we've expanded it to eight, with two more. But with eight, it's actually, it feels massive, and so this year we've got three docos and five dramas. We have, in the dramas, we have, actually as part of our funding with Te Māngai Pāho, we need to make at least two films that have significant level of te reo Māori, come from a te ao Māori perspective. So we have a film called Lemons, which is an awesome little kind of dramedy. The logline to that is a young Māori woman is given her estranged birth mother's ashes and has to figure out what to do with them. It's really interesting. It's really fun. We have another film called Wilbert Wire, which is a film made in Christchurch, and it's about a robot art student who is othered by his human teacher and classmates and is tasked with creating a painting about love. We also have a documentary called Sua, which is a day in the life of a Samoan immigrant bus driver as he traverses the streets of Auckland, his home, family, and role within the community while exploring his general outlook and persona. It's lovely. We also have another documentary called Tau Rewa Rewa, which is a documentary exploring bipolar disorder, exploring the highs and lows of tides and emotions in an insightful kōrero framed against the backdrop of Aotearoa's turbulent oceans. It's beautiful to watch, and three amazing wahine Māori women who live with bipolar disorder speaking about their experiences. We have another cool film called Yapare, which is a scripted comedy, and it's about these two characters who are lost at the night markets and trying to find their parents, and it's kind of a crazy journey through the Auckland night markets. It's really beautiful. A documentary called Detangling the Stigma, which is about a young woman with African whakapapa. And it's about detangling the stigma of Afro-textured hair, which is pretty cool. Another one, Holy Ghost, is a scripted drama, which is a queer relationship that falls out of sync as one woman loses touch with what is real and what may or may not be coming to her from the divine. Behind the White Wall is another scripted drama. It's a Korean immigrant dad working as a construction painter, mentoring a new young worker, while simultaneously battling melancholia and guilt as he awaits the arrival of his family. So that's the eight. Pretty broad, eh? Like, pretty broad range of perspectives, and that's a big part of what we... It's a big part of Kaupapa is to be always on the lookout for stories and perspectives we haven't seen before. Part of making a series like this is that it needs to be curated, you know, like it's once you get this shortlist, you've got a shortlist of films, all of which could be made and all of which could be awesome. But you also have to come up with a good collection that makes sense together. And that's a big part of what we do.
Totally. To kind of add on to what you're saying there, the films this year touch on many current concerns from young people's experiences, such as unique experiences of mental illness, neurodivergence, queer Indigenous experiences, complicated process of grief, etc. Is this an aim of Day One to both uplift youth voices and simultaneously focus on experiences that are very current and relevant?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And I mean, it's not hard. Because we're getting stories coming through from young filmmakers, so their experiences are very current and relevant. It's more about picking which ones to go with. But it is very much about that, about showcasing and showing, shedding a light where we can on experiences that might not be so well understood.
Beautiful. Yeah, such a lovely kaupapa. How can people get tickets to the screening on Tuesday?
They'd have to kill one of the people who are already coming. It's sold out.
Really? It's sold out?
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah, sorry, I didn't even know that. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Now we're kind of going, okay, because we've got a wait list of, I think, about 45 people wanting to come. So, and we've sold out the Hollywood, which is 400-seat cinema.
Wow, that's awesome.
So we're
awesome.
Quite excited about that. That's new for us. We've never sold out the cinema, but it's a testament to the support that the young filmmakers have and to the work that they've put in. You know, it's their supporters who are packing out that cinema, and of course our wonderful funders and supporters as well. But that's really really an amazing thing. So yeah, you can't actually get a ticket, but you can see you can't see them at the cinema on Tuesday, but they can be seen online on Whakata Māori and RNZ. From Wednesday, they'll all be up and on our YouTube, on our website, dofilm.co.nz. Oh, and there's one further thing I wanted to say about the next series for next year is that we have a new category as well, because there's not, you know, talent development opportunities in New Zealand are shrinking to some extent. There's not so much funding out there, not so much government funding. And at the moment, the New Zealand Film Commission aren't commissioning any new low-budget short films, as far as we're aware. And so there's fewer opportunities for emerging filmmakers at an older age. So although we're a youth-focused project and we've always had age brackets around everything we do, and we don't apologise for that, we feel that's really important, we're going to allow for up to 2 films next year to be made for Day One Shorts by filmmakers who are older than our normal bracket. So if anyone was hoping to get into Fresh Shorts and that's not happening, if they haven't had funding before, they can try their luck with us.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Yeah. Those were all the questions I had for today. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Pretty much just that. And yeah, please watch the films and share them. They're wonderful pieces of work by young filmmakers who are really getting their first crack with a bit of money. And many filmmakers have come through our program and have gone on to pretty amazing careers and still really support us. In fact, the film Lemons is being shepherded through our program by a filmmaker called Angela Cudd, and she's gone on to make films like Uproar and When Bob Came, and she's become a force within our industry. And so we appreciate that support, but we're also proud of our own history, of our own place in careers like that. And so, you know, if you'll be watching the films that are being made by the next cohort of amazing New Zealand filmmakers.
That was Executive Director of Day One, Hāpai Te Haiata, Chris Widdup, speaking to me about Day One and Day One Shorts. All films from Day One Shorts 2024 will be available online via RNZ, Whakata Māori, YouTube, and their site www.dofilm.co.nz on the 4th of September.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.